I really, really dislike it when people belittle history in academies. We've got, if I was to meet Michael Gove, I don't know whether I'd hit him or hug him, actually, with the English.
He probably likes both, but it depends which order.
Baccalaureate. First off, I would actually hug him for making the English baccalaureate, because suddenly I'm really loved, and history is becoming... It's not compulsory at my school, but more students are actually being guided into picking the subjects. Obviously, I'm going to get more money and all of that. I would then hit him because I'm now responsible for the school, the academy's league tables, which I'm not looking forward to for English baccalaureate. But, you know, we've got 30% of students are picking history at GCSE. And forgive me if I get this wrong, but I think about 70% get A star to C at GCSE. And in English, it's lower, it's at 64% A to C. So I'm hoping that with the more intake of people doing history, that actually it will be more realistic, because my students find history really, really difficult to get A star to C. And so obviously, if there's more students doing it, hopefully the playing field will be more levelled. I was always advocating for a BTEC in history and archaeology or something, just to try and get that. The diploma for humanities didn't really happen, but you know, now we're doing GCSE, let's make it accessible. Let's bring in an anthology, maybe, like English have. You know, they have all the sources available to them, rather than having to memorise, like Alison says, huge swathes.